Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 498 for February 6th, 2008. Logitech's DeNovo Mini. And now, get ready for Dick. Ladies and gentlemen, halfway through the week, we are on the downhill slope. It is time to start your day right, or end your day, or have lunch with the Daily GizWiz, Dickie D. Hello, Dick.
How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you today?
I'm doing good, too. I have a new gadget,
yes.
I guess, for couch potatoes.
Yes.
From our friends at Logitech. They introduced it at CES. It is the DeNovo Mini Keyboard.
The DeNovo Mini
Keyboard. Now, this is just for PC fans who liked to be lazy.
You know, it's funny because Dane likes little keyboards. Is this a little keyboard?
Yeah, it's palm size.
Oh, wow.
But let me tell you what it's for. It's mainly for people who are now using their LCD monitors as their computer monitor.
Okay.
So that you can sit on your couch.
Yes.
And it has two modes. One mode, only the keys light that runs Windows Media. So if you want to be looking at your video content on your screen, in the other position, it will bring up your PC functions. So, and it's Bluetooth. And it comes with a Bluetooth dongle, so you can send emails, you can do IMs, all on this tiny little, it's up on the Logitech screen at logitech.com. It's not available yet, but it's there, and I think it's marked pre-order this keyboard. But it's very nicely done, and everything, even the little keys, are all backlit. And I don't have it in front of me now, but I believe like the PC functions, everything that's PC lights up green.
I want one of these. This would be very handy for using with maybe like my phone. Can you use it with a phone?
You know what? You know what? That's a great question. Since it's Bluetooth,
you should be able to, right?
You should be able to. Yeah. You know, that would be a great way to send emails via your Bluetooth. You know what? Are you a Logitech too?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Well, I'm trying
palm
to see
size
if they
mini keyboard integrated performance. It doesn't say it says it works with Vista. But you know, if it's a standard Bluetooth,
yeah, it's Bluetooth.
It would probably 2.0. Work. It says it works with a PlayStation 3, works with XP or Vista. I would love to try this with one of my phones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very nice looking.
Not cheap.
And it's not, I was just going to say, it's a little on the pricey side. $150. But you
now,
know,
is that a lid that closes on it?
Yes, it is. It's a transparent lid, but translucent. When it's closed, it looks like it's glossy black.
So it kind of, the idea is it would sit on your coffee table.
Absolutely. And if you're traveling, the bottom opens up. It's rechargeable, by the way. It has rechargeable battery. Comes with a little AC adapter.
So I could use this. Wow.
Yeah. And the little Bluetooth dongle stores in the bottom of the keyboard. If you're using it with a laptop and you want to take the Bluetooth dongle with you.
Boy,
it's pretty
I'd love
nifty.
To use this with my iPhone.
Yeah. Now, I am amazed. They haven't said anything about that. Rechargeable lithium ion batteries, Bluetooth 2.0.
Wow, very neat.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's just coming along. They said sometime in it is February.
Should be right about now.
Should be right about right
now,
about
now. Did you hold this? Did you play with it? Did you get to see it in person?
I played with it. I brought up Windows Media.
How usable is it? Can you really type on it?
You know what, Leo? You can type. I wouldn't type a mad script on it, but certainly You know, I just type, this is the Logitech keyboard, right, and I'm finding it's pretty easy to type on.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
So it's kind of remote, like one of those big remote controls, kind of.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Except the form factor is...
It does make a lot of sense for Windows Media Center, because most of the time you can just use the remote, but occasionally you'd like to type something in. You'd like to... That's very handy.
Yeah. You know, even renaming files. You can go in there and rename them. You know, the little click pad is your cursor to move around the screen. And then hit enter, the center of the little click pad. Then type in whatever you're typing in for new titles for a video file. It's pretty clever. It's pretty clever.
I think the PS3 compatibility is interesting, because PS3 does not come with a keyboard. And right now it doesn't need one. But they're going to add a lot more features. Sony's going to have this new, you know, online community and so forth, and you'd need a keyboard.
Yeah.
So this is perfect.
The Denovo Mini.
Sounds like a car, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
What are you driving? Oh, I'm driving a Denovo Mini right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting about 100 keystrokes to the mile.
Yeah, no kidding. I like it.
I like it, too. Okay,
I
good.
Like it.
Folks at Logitech.
Yeah, they do some nice stuff.
And now, a letter from our listeners.
From Free. Oh, I'm getting a terrible echo.
Oh, I know. I do that to you every once in a while just to
see if
you pay
attention. Freebest, FreeBSD, says, Dick and Leo, congratulations on the success of the Daily Gizwiz. I am an avid listener, and I want you guys to go on to Daily Gizwiz 1000 and
more. Are we actually successful? Is this a successful podcast?
You know what? I think people like this podcast a lot.
I guess it is successful.
It doesn't ask much of them.
No.
We don't ask much of people.
No, we don't.
We are here to just
entertain.
It's short.
Yep.
It's sweet.
Well, it's short.
No, it's sweet. Come on. It's sweet.
Really? You think it's sweet?
No, it's lyrical.
Lyrical.
We
got singing.
Nope. And since the first of the year, we cut out trans fats.
That's true. No cholesterol.
Yeah. And starting this week, no starch.
Really?
So, yeah.
How are we going to do that? What do we use for filler?
I don't know. We're using Podcast Helper.
Podcast Helper. Thank God.
Podcast Helper.
Podcast Helper helps your podcast go an extra minute or two.
And that was it. Oh, no. So, wait, this guy goes on.
There's more.
I have a true story that goes well when you talked about the Scala Rider team set. That was a Bluetooth headphone that went inside helmets. I was sitting in Starbucks here in Kingston, Ontario, and I heard a crash from outside.
Yes.
A car rear-ended another car, the vehicle behind was driven by a young lady who was text messaging.
Oh, boy. There you go.
While she was turning into the narrow street with the Starbucks. She didn't brake in time and ran into the car in front of her. It looks like the poll you mentioned is true, because I hear the accident victims a lot saying, I was messaging and I didn't see them. Thanks for a wonderful podcast, and keep up the great work. I cannot believe that people would text message and the driver would be text messaging.
Well, I think it happens all the time.
You really?
Oh, I think it's a common cause of accidents.
Wow. Well,
and it's hard, you know, there is a law, I think, in California, and this is why, that says no typing while driving.
Oh, okay.
Can you believe they had to make a law?
Right. And I don't think you're allowed to fax while you drive either.
No,
I know
no
it's
faxing.
Crazy.
No.
I know it's crazy, but no faxing while driving.
You know, my daughter just recently, you know, she's getting her license. She's in the process. She's got a learner's permit. And she had to take a class, like a 3-day class, in which they tell her a lot of stuff. And one of the things they told her is like 23% of all, no, it was 18% of all auto accidents occur because a woman is putting on, the driver is putting on makeup. And they actually told
20%?
Her that. 18%.
18%.
They actually told her that. Isn't that funny?
That is, I don't get it. I don't get it. I always put on my makeup before I, first of all, I avoid that by not owning a car.
Yes. So put on makeup. So that,
and I never put on makeup.
But I bet, and I have to confess,
yeah,
I've done this. I bet if you had a car, you might from time to time find yourself doing a little thumb typing while you're driving.
I've done it.
I'm embarrassed to
admit. Well, you know what? Okay. I'll go buy a car and we'll see.
Try it.
Yeah. Right. With the profits we make, I'm going to go buy a car. Is Matchbook still in business?
A couple of bucks, you're set.
I'm set. I know a toy store that will have it.
All right, Dick. We're going to wrap this up.
Yes, sir.
I believe. Now, this was episode 498. Tomorrow is 499. And on Friday, ladies and gentlemen, our 500th podcast.
Okay. Now, we've both been under the gun traveling, so I have no planned festivity.
What? Nothing?
Nothing. Nothing? No, I think the readers should send us stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. How
That's
about
what we should
that?
Do. I'll tell you what. Listeners, you have two shows to come up with a question that Dick and I can answer, and if we get it right, you'll send us crap.
That's good. I like it.
You have 2 days.
I like it. You have 2 days to create something to involve.
And if you can't do that, make a cake with Cool Whip. And send it to Box 3333, Grand Central Station, New York, New York, 10019. That poor guy. He's going to say, why am I getting Cool Whip
cakes?
Why
am I getting these cakes?
There is no. I hope there's no Box 3333. I made that up. Okay. Let's take a break. Tomorrow, $4.99.
Yes, sir. I'll be here.
D-A-I-L. Why? It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.